This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
How many of you grew up in a small town with a college in the town? Anybody grew up in a small college town? Our daughter went to a small college in Michigan, a small town, and about 3,000, maybe 4,000 students. And the local economy was totally dependent on those students. When they left in May and didn't come back till the end of August, it really hit the economy of that town. And so it is in a town that I read about where there was a local bar that profited from the older students that were there, particularly the seniors that had frequented the bar. And right before graduation, they ran an ad in the student newspaper that said this: bring your parents on Saturday for lunch, and we'll pretend that we don't know you. We'll pretend that we don't know you. Well, a minister from one of the local churches saw that ad, and not to be outdone, he put an ad in the student newspaper, said, bring your parents to church on Sunday. We'll pretend that we do know you. We'll pretend that we do know you. Today, we're going to use a term that's in the scripture. It's called the day of the Lord. It's about the day of Christ's return, the day of judgment. And I've got news for everybody, for you and for me. The Lord's not going to pretend to know anybody. No pretense at all. Pretense will be out the window. The day of the Lord will come. And the Bible says this in another passage: for it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. For it's appointed for you and me to die at some point in history, and then the judgment. We're in a message series from 1 Thessalonians. It's a book about the second coming of Christ. The title of the series is Prepped or Panicked? Are you prepared for the Lord's return, or are you panicked about it? And the last 2 weeks in particular, last week and today, Paul specifically talks about the Lord's return. So you happen to be here on one of the Sundays where Paul talks about the Lord's return. It's in chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, as we talk about sleepwalking today, believe it or not. Chapter 5 says this: now, brothers and sisters, about times and dates, we do not need to write to you. For you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. While people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they won't escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all sons of the light and sons of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep. They're sleepwalking, is the term I would use. But let us be alert and self-controlled. For those who sleep, sleep at night. Those who get drunk at night. But since we belong to the day, let us be self-controlled, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, as a vest, a bulletproof vest, so to speak, to use that analogy, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, because of what I've just written, encourage one another and encourage each other, just as in fact you are doing. I don't know what your feelings are about the second coming of Christ, but I want to begin by saying what I feel to be the most important thing I'm going to say all morning. It's right here. It's real simple. It's real basic, and it's this: the Christ who came is the Christ who's coming. The Christ who came 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem is the Christ who's coming to return.
Well, this happens to be the second message out of 1 Thessalonians that specifically deals with the second coming of Christ. That may be fiction to a lot of people, even somebody listening today. But it's a reality that the Apostle Paul spoke of, that Christ is coming back.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.